Don't you have to announce?
It's a gamble on our part, but...
Do you have to announce the odds?
The odds of winning are...
Snowball's chance in hell.
About 50-50, I think, probably. Yeah.
All right. Here's a Jim in Torrington. Jim.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
None of your business, Jim.
Is this you, Stephen?
It is.
It might be.
And this is Colin.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous. I've never talked on a radio before.
Oh,
neither have we.
No, you guys are great. Yeah, I got to tell you a little story.
All right.
I bought a new freezer in my cellar. Up. Let me make it quick. Me and my son were cleaning out and said, Dad, this counter's got to go. So we took the counter out. And behind the counter, I found the book, 1930, when the WTIC started or something.
Yeah.
Robert Steele was there. I guess, I said Robert Steele. He was a young man.
Hmm.
And there was this guy there. And how they push around these trash carts, empty them baskets. And
yeah.
Arnold Dean. It said Arnold Dean.
So is this like a Da Vinci Code kind of thing? In other words, do you actually claim you have sort of evidence that you've discovered in some freezer or something about the existence of Arnold Dean and Bob Steele?
Yeah.
Is there any indication that the two of them were ever married to one another or anything like that?
No.
Is something we can really use out here?
Bob Steele come down on Maine, from Maine on a motorcycle.
Oh, okay.
Now, but I'm just kidding. I love Arnold Dean.
Yeah.
But I did. I have a book I found behind the freezer.
Was
everybody in it from the 30s, 1930.
Yeah. Was Bob Steele in there?
Yes, he's a young man.
Well, because Bob Steele's 50th anniversary was in 1986. I know I worked here then, 1986, so that would have made 1936.
This is a forgery, Jimmy. I hope you didn't pay a lot of money for it.
No. It's a real book. It's not all of a minute.
Are you part of Mike Lyon Veterans for Truth?
I am a veteran, Navy veteran.
No.
Hey, your buddy in the morning, Jim, I listen to every morning.
Yeah.
You're a real good guy, but you've got to get off this carrying stuff.
Well,
everybody's getting sick of it.
I know. We're going to send Marlon Perkins out there with a tranquilizer dart and a gun or something like that.
Oh, give it to him good.
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
He's a good guy, but he needs to have a radio collar on and be, running around the prairie somewhere. Get some of that energy burned off. Well, thank you for hanging on to that book. It might be worth something. I bet you on eBay you could get at least $18 for it.
Oh, I would say at least 18.
At least.
I would like to send it to you guys.
No. No. It's full of germs. We don't want it. It's a biohazard.
We don't want it.
You don't want it.
No, you hang on to it.
WTIC.
We can't be trusted with it. Who knows what we would do with it? You hang on to it. It's a biohazard anyway. It's probably got anthrax from 1930 in it.
Hey, thanks a lot.
It was a good year for anthrax.
Thank you.
Calling.
Thanks a lot for calling.
I don't want people sending us.
There's a little Arnold Dean joke in there, though.
Yeah.
He was going for the Arnold Dean humor. I thought that was good.
That was good, yeah. I think we should come up with sort of a Da Vinci Code kind of thing where we find evidence contradicting the fundamental truth of WTIC.
Well, that would be fun.
Proving that it was founded by Mormons or something.
Yeah.
Do we have to send a Dr. Rick or not?
Probably not.
Anyway, we will be doing open phones pretty much most of the show today. So feel free to call us in subsequent segments. You know the numbers, 522-WTIC, 1-800-966-WTIC, star WTIC. And all next week, remember, I'll be all alone and afraid in a world I never made. Because Bruce Stevens will be gone. But Lowell Weicker and Steve Seligman and Patty McQueen and Teresa Pelham and other people will be in here to fuck me up.
All right.
Yeah.
That should be fun.
Mm-hmm.
I hope tapes will be available.
Yeah. Should we talk to our little friends in traffic?
I think we should.
All right.
Well, we don't get the John Good voice doing our promos.
Well, Dr. Jerry Rosen, we have a whole new thing going on with Dr. Jerry Rosen, but we have a new copy. I'll be adopting a series of different dramatic persona as I read these copies.
Oh, Lord.
And then eventually the listeners will vote on which one they like the best.
Yeah.
Dr. Jerry Rosenfeld is a different kind of dentist. How is he different? Caters to cowards. And here's how he does it. One-on-one attention. Exceptional dentistry. Maximum.
I sound like John McDonough, actually.
Fish, fresh, maximum comfort, your personal choice of music. I recommend Elgar. Dr. Rosenfeld uses the most modern techniques and state-of-the-art equipment. And he pays attention to the centuries-old tradition of feng shui. He'll also do a little origami for you. So one of the few dentists in the state using the new dental water laser. The dental water laser! No drill, no noise, no numbness, no needle. With the dental laser, teeth sensitive to cold, can't stand ice cream cold. Never again, in most cases, just 90 seconds treatment with the water laser. And cold sensitivity is good. Your comfort is the chief priority for Dr. Jerry and his assistant, Magdalena. Most insurance is accepted and filed directly for you by Linda, the office manager. Easy parking, evening hours, convenient location now in their new office. New office, but still in Old Avon Village, new, near the People's Bank on Route 44. Call 674-0707. So, for the smile you've always wanted, call Dr. Jerry, the dentist who caters to cowards. 674-0707.
Said that the closing ceremonies of the Olympics will feature a confused gymnastics judge drug testing a weightlifter while an American basketball player misses a 27-foot jumper. It's time for Sport That Pride, a very French sports discussion segment of it. Mr. Arnoldine, Mr. Ambrosio, Mr. Bruce Stevens, and myself. Do you got sang de la mer?
You cut out, Arnold. I can't hear you. Are you on yet?
I like the headphones very loud.
Are they?
College.
Okay. Oh, hi, guys. How are you?
Yeah. Are they talking among themselves?
Bickering, I believe, would be the word.
I knew it would come to that over the course of the week.